Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news are read by Jonas Yantan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated Prime Minister College of Excellence in all 55 districts of Madhya Pradesh from Indore yesterday. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav also participated in this program. Speaking on the occasion, Shah emphasized that a new education policy aims not only to equip Indian students to compete globally for the next 25 years, but also to reconnect them with our rich cultural heritage and languages. The Home Minister further highlighted that the initiative to establish Prime Minister College of Excellence in all 55 districts of Madhya Pradesh is aimed at providing excellence and high-quality education to students. Shah commended the Madhya Pradesh government for being the first to implement the new education policy and for initiating medical and engineering studies in Hindi, benefiting children from economically disadvantaged families. National Testing Agency, NTA, has announced that a retest will be conducted for affected candidates of Common University Entrance Test, CUET-UG. The examination will be held on July 19 in a CBET computer-based test mode. Information to all affected candidates has been sent through email mentioning the subject codes. The admit cards for all affected candidates will be issued soon. The entrance test was held in May at various exam centres located in 379 cities, including 26 cities outside India. This time, the test was held in a hybrid mode. The provisional answer key of CUET-UG was released on July 7 and the objection window was closed on July 9. Prime Minister Narendra Modi achieved a significant milestone by surpassing 100 million followers on his social media account X yesterday. This notable growth includes an increase of about 30 million followers over the past 3 years. Modi now holds the distinction of being the world's most followed leader in office on X. Prime Minister Modi is far ahead of other world leaders, including US President Joe Biden, who has 38.1 million followers, Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, followed by 6.5 million followers. After crossing 100 million followers, Modi said in a social media post that he is happy to be on this vibrant medium and cherishes the discussion, debate, insights, people's blessings, constructive criticism, and more. Prime Minister said that he is looking forward to an equally engaging time in the future as well. One CRPF Jawan has been killed while two Manipur police personnel were injured in the attack carried out by suspected armed militants in Jiribam district of Manipur yesterday. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh strongly condemned the killing of one CRPF Jawan in an attack carried out by an armed group suspected to be Kuki militants. In a social media post, the Chief Minister said that his supreme sacrifice in the line of duty shall not go in vain. Biren further extended his sincere condolences to the bereaved family of the deceased soldier and wished speedy recovery of the injured police personnel in the attack. In a significant achievement, the Indian Army and Assam Police successfully dismantled a major extortion network of NSCNIM in Upper Assam. In a press release from PRO Defence stated that acting on reliable information, a joint operation was launched in multiple areas of Tinsukia District, Assam, resulting in the apprehension of five key link persons involved in channelizing the extortion money to NSCNIM guarders. A tea carton owner who received an extortion threat of 10 lakh rupees from an NSCNIM guarder was kept under the surveillance. The first overground worker was apprehended, leading to the apprehension of four more linked persons, disrupting the entire extortion chain. And in sports, at Wimbledon, tennis, Carlos Alcaraz of Spain has clinched the men's singles title, defeating Novak Djokovic of Serbia 6-2, 6-2, 7-6. Alcaraz comfortably won the first two sets 6-2, 6-2, but Djokovic bounced back in the third. However, the Spaniard clinched the third set as well. This was Alcaraz's second appearance in a Wimbledon final, while Djokovic is a seven-time champion of the championship. While in football, Spain won its record fourth European soccer championship after defeating England 2-1 in the finals of Euro 2024 in Berlin. Nico Williams provided the first goal for Spain, scoring less than 2 minutes into the second half after a scoreless opening. Spain looked the better team throughout the match, but England's Cole Palmer scored a dying goal in the 73rd minute. Eventually, an 86th-minute goal from Mikel Oyarzabal gave Spain the winning lead. This is England's second consecutive runner-up finish, having lost to Italy in the final of Euro 2020. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.